the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On this first Sunday in Advent, as we have just sung, Savior of the Nations, Come, a hymn written in the 300s by St. Ambrose, one of the most ancient hymns in the Christian Church. We sang, Savior of the Nations, Come, Virgin Son, make here your home. Marvel now, O heaven and earth, that the Lord chose such a birth. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In Luke chapter 19, the people cry, Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. All around the world today, Christians are beginning a whole new church year. For most people, the year begins January 1st, but today is the first Sunday in Advent, which is a celebration of the first coming of Jesus, when he came to Bethlehem in view of his second coming in clouds in glory on the last day. Advent. The first Sunday in Advent, celebrating his first coming. We have the color blue, the color purple, the color pink, the Advent wreath as we light a different candle each week, preparing our hearts with repentance and faith to truly celebrate Christmas, which isn't just a holiday, it's a celebration of the incarnation that God took on human flesh. But when we celebrate the first Advent, we are doing this in view of the second Advent, Christ's second coming in glory with the color white, with the angels on the last day to take us to be with him in heaven. Thus, during the season of Advent, as you look at the blue pyramids and you see that there's a manger and superimposed upon that is a cross, during Advent, we are looking at Jesus as a child in the manger, Jesus as the one crucified on the cross, and then Father in the future, Jesus coming with the crown of glory. The manger, the cross, and the crown of glory. This is to truly understand the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the King who comes in the name of the Lord. And this is what's so marvelous about how God has worked. You don't have to try to find God. God has come down from heaven to earth to you in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. If you want to know God, get to know Jesus Christ. And so today, if Jesus is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, how can we rejoice and praise him with a loud voice for the mighty works he has done? Let's first look at Jesus, the King who came to Jerusalem the first time. Then look at Jesus who will come on the last day in glory and ask ourselves finally, how can we as saints proclaim peace in heaven and glory in the highest? Begin first with Jesus' first coming, when he came to earth, born of the Virgin Mary, and the King who would enter in to Jerusalem. Jesus is by the small cities of Bethphage and Bethany, by the Mount of Olives, and you can look right down in the city of Jerusalem, and you can see the Temple Mount. Jesus is coming down, riding on a colt. Did you notice in the gospel lesson the great care to which Jesus went to find this colt, upon which no one else had ever ridden? And the people put their cloaks on the road. How come there's so much interest here in this colt and in this donkey? And the whole multitude of people see him coming into Jerusalem. And when they take the colt, he tells them to tell the people, the Lord has need of it. What humility that our Lord Jesus Christ, who would humble himself to be born of Mary and laid in a manger at Christmas, when it comes the time of his great glory, his glory comes in utter humility. The Lord has need of a donkey, a colt, to ride into Jerusalem. Here you see the humility of Christ. You can't be afraid of someone who comes riding in to Jerusalem on a donkey. He's coming in humility to save us. They rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen. Because right before Palm Sunday, Jesus had raised Lazarus from the dead. A lot of people saw this. He said, "Lazarus, come forth." Lazarus came out with all the burial cloths still wrapped around him. They had to unwrap him. And the people were astonished as he raised Lazarus from the dead. This is the mighty work of God they had witnessed. "Blessed is the King," they say, "who comes in the name of the Lord." And so you see, Advent and Christmas are connected to Palm Sunday and Holy Week. The one who would be laid in a manger would be the one who would be nailed to the cross and the one who would come forth from the tomb. So when we celebrate Christmas in about 3 or 4 weeks, the incarnation, meaning Christ took human flesh, we do so in the view of this. Yes, it's a wonderful story, and it's fun to sing the Christmas carols with the children, and we all enjoy that, and the Christmas tree, and the candles. But we need to remind ourselves, he is the second Adam who came to undo the curse of the first Adam. He comes to take our place. He kept the law perfectly. He dies the death that we deserved. Prepare your hearts for Christmas through repentance, considering God loves me that much through his Son, Jesus Christ. I too will say along with the people, "Blessed is this one who has come in the name of the Lord to me, to save me, to redeem me." May that be a reality for you in your life during Advent. But this Jesus who came and entered Jerusalem upon a donkey is also the one who's coming in glory on the last day with clouds of heaven. This is what is told in Jeremiah and by Paul in Thessalonians today. "The days are coming, promised by God, when from the house of Judah, the righteous branch, from the line of David, the royal line of David, is the line that Christ came from, is the Messiah, who will save us so that we will dwell securely. In his name, the Lord, our righteousness." This is beautiful. Jesus is our righteousness. What is his name? The Lord, our righteousness. When God the Father sent our Lord Jesus Christ to die in our place upon the cross, and when he said, "It is finished," Christ is your righteousness. Christ took your place. And now that he is risen from the dead, he establishes your heart blameless in holiness before God our Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. How in the world are we sinners going to stand before the righteous God? Not in our righteousness, but in the righteousness of Christ, the Lord, our righteousness. Did you know, as these children were baptized today, and I hope you consider how you too are baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that in holy baptism we are connected to Christ's death and his burial and his resurrection. We've already died with him, and so we live with him. So when Christ, who is our life, appears, we literally are his saints, covered in the righteousness of Jesus, and our sins are removed. That is why we can increase in our love for one another, because God has loved us, and we can love one another. So during Advent, don't just prepare for Christmas. Prepare for the second coming of Christ in glory. And through Christ, you can be prepared through repentance and faith in his name. And then finally, how can we be saints that proclaim peace in heaven and glory in the highest? The crowds cried those words. Did you notice that during Advent and Christmas and during Holy Week, the words of the Gloria in Excelsis, when the angels at Christmas Eve proclaim glory to God in the highest and peace to people of goodwill here on earth, and when the people coming to Jerusalem cry out glory in the highest and peace in heaven, it's the same thing. Christmas and Palm Sunday is connected by the words of the angels, the words of the people, and the words of the shepherds. Peace in heaven through Christ. Glory in the highest. And I love how Jesus responds to all the Pharisees who don't believe in him. they rebuke Jesus and his disciples. Would you tell them to stop saying that? Stop saying glory to God in the highest and peace on earth and rejoicing and praising God because of you. And Jesus would have none of this. He says in those famous words, I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out. Did you know that the whole creation cries out to the praises of God? The stones, the rocks, the valleys, the hills, the waters above, the waters below, the waters beneath, all proclaim the praises of him who's called us for darkness into his marvelous light. Even the stones cry out the praises of Christ. And that's why Paul says that this is how you live your life. With thanksgiving to God for each other, with joy that you have before God through faith in Christ, praying earnestly night and day for one another, loving to see each other face to face and express our care for one another. And God supplies what is lacking in our faith as we grow in the Word of God, which you hear preached here, which we want your children in Sunday school to learn the Word of God, and in Bible class for you to grow in your faith and grow in the Word of God. So in conclusion, as we begin this season of Advent today, we will not be silent. Along with the rocks and all of creation, we will cry out, Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. If you don't have an Advent wreath at home, get one. And light one candle per week and meditate on the Advent devotions and meditate on the light of Christ, the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Because really, this beginning of this new church year and this season of Advent calls us to do two things. Repent and rejoice. Repent and rejoice. You don't have to try to find God. God has found you in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. Repent and rejoice in the King who comes in the name of the Lord. And to him be all glory forever and ever. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.